வசுதம் தேவம் கம்சசாணூரமர்த்தனம் தேவகீ பரமானந்தம் கிருஷ்ணம் வந்தே ஜகத்குரும் நமோஸ்துதே வ்யாஸ விஷால புத்தே புலாரவிந்தாயத பத்ர நேத்ரா ஏன த்வயா பாரத தைல பூர்ணா பிரஜ்வாலிதோ ஜ்ஞானமய ப்ரதீபஹா நமோ நமஹ. குட் ஆஃப்டர்நூன், குட் மார்னிங் ஃப்ரம் வேர் எவர் யூ ஆர் ஜாயினிங். வெல்கம் டு த பகவத்கீதா கிளாஸ். லாஸ்ட் வீக் வி ஸ்டார்டெட் த 11th சாப்டர் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா கால்ட் எஸ் விஸ்வரூப யோகா. விஸ்வரூப யோகா, எவ்ரி சாப்டர் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா இஸ் அ யோகா சாஸ்திர. சாப்டர் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதாஸ் கன்க்ளூட் வித் பிரம்மவித்யாயாம் யோகசாஸ்திரே. த டாக், த பகவத்கீதா இஸ் அ பிரம்மவித்யா. பிரம்மவித்யா மீன்ஸ் ஹையஸ்ட் ஆஃப் த வித்யாஸ் அண்ட் யோகசாஸ்திர. த ஸ்கிரிப்ட், த சாஸ்திர யோகா, இட்ஸ் அ ஃபவுண்டேஷன் டெக்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் யோகா. யோகசாஸ்திர உபனிஷத், இட் இஸ் பகவத்கீதா இஸ் ஆல்சோ கால்ட் எஸ் அ உபனிஷத். பிரம்மவித்யாயாம் யோகசாஸ்திரே உபனிஷத் சு பிரம்மவித்யா. இட் இஸ் அ உபனிஷத் பிரம்மவித்யா. உபனிஷத் மீனிங் இட் இஸ் த க்ரீம் ஆஃப் வேதாஸ் அண்ட் இட் இஸ் அ பிரம்மவித்யா, ஹையஸ்ட் ஆஃப் த நாலேஜ் அண்ட் இட்ஸ் அ யோகசாஸ்திர. வை இட் இஸ் அ உபனிஷத், வை இட் இஸ் அ பிரம்மவித்யா, வை இட் இஸ் அ யோகசாஸ்திர? இட் இஸ் டோல்ட் பை நன் அதர் தென் லார்ட் ஹிம்செல்ஃப். Yoga Shastra, it is told by Lord Himself, and it has come out from the mouth of the Lord Himself. It's a Lord's song. Lord's song in Mahabharata got its weight mainly because of Sarva Shastra Sara is Mahabharata. The essence of all scriptures is contained in Mahabharata. Mahabharata's essence is in Bhagavad Gita. The cream of all scriptures, that means it is contained in Bhagavad Gita. In the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna talked about everything is contained in him. In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna talks about how he is there everywhere. And he says, wherever you see something glory, beauty, extraordinary, it's his divine presence is there. It's his presence is very much is there. In the 11th chapter, Sri Arjuna asked the question, I want to see that one. I want to see your divine glory, whatever you are saying. If I am fit enough, I want to see. Before that, we have been talking about the stories from Mahabharata. Last week, I talked about the story of Indra, Arjuna going to the heaven. Going to the heaven at the behest, when they were in Vanavasa, where Indra came and he said, you have 12 years anyway, you come there. And Arjuna went there, he stayed there for 5 years. And talking about the story of heaven, Indra killed Vritrasura. Vritrasura, he was creating havoc. But he was a devotee of Lord also. So Indra killed him and to atone the sin, Indra went into the Manasarovar. Manasarovar, he in a subtle form he went into the Manasarovar. So in Swargaloka, Indra's post became vacant. Yeah, Devas, they thought this position, Indra's position, it should not be vacant. We should, somebody should, for the time being, should take over that charge. So, but none of the Devas were willing. Everyone refused. So, they started looking out for, is anyone available on the earth? They came down and they pinpointed Nahusha, King Nahusha. Nahusha, from his lineage, Pandavas also have come. They identified Nahusha. And Nahusha, when they proposed, he said, thank you, but I am not fit. He admitted his shortfall. I do not have a qualities to rule the Indraloka. But Devas, they said, you have expressed interest, but those qualities, we can train you. We can train you like a training. I will give you a training. You can come. We will give you a training. So, I will give you a boon. Whoever you see, you can extract energy from them. So, you start acquiring the punya. Whoever, he said, yes. And he went there. And whoever he was seeing, he could able to draw the energy from them. So, his punya, he started acquiring the qualities. Qualities, for example, here also, if you go to some place, you feel so energetic. If you talk to somebody, you feel so drained energy. They suck out energy. For example, python. For example, how it kills, it strangles a person, wraps around, and it starts extracting the energy from that person. When that person becomes so drained out, then it eats that. That is how, and so he was extracting the energy. So, energy from all devas, he extracted, all rishis he extracted, he ruled the Devaloka well. When he became highly powerful, then he opened the book, he asked, what are my perks? Earlier he said he did not, and I want to know what are my perks. And they opened up, he said, Devendra means you get this one, this one. And he asked Devendra's, who was the wife, Sachi, she should be my wife also. Then they said it's a problem. This person is going beyond, we thought he will take over, but he's asking. They went to Manasarovar and asked Indra, who was in a subtle form, what should we do? And he suggested, ask him to go to Sachi's place, being carried by Saptarishis. And Sachi came to know, she asked Deva Rishi, Deva Guru, Brihaspati, what should be done? He said, he requested Bhrugu in a subtle form, enter into Agatsya. Agatsya, in his matted hair, he hid himself. And Nahusha, then Deva said, you can go to Sachi's palace, provided Indra is to go there being carried by Saptarishis, you also should go. He said, okay. But Indra was not going, but they said. So, he was being carried away. Then Agatsya asked him, do you have a faith in Vedas? And he did not answer. If he says yes, that means he should not allow any rishis to carry him, Saptarishis. If he says no, he is not fit to be in rulership. So, he got angry. He kicked Agatsya, kicked him, sarpa, sarpa. Sarpa means quick, quick, move fast. So, he had extracted the energy from Agastya also. Agastya had no power to counter, but Bhrigu was within. He could not see Bhrigu. Bhrigu was within, and Brahma gave additional boost of energy to Bhrigu, and Bhrigu from inside, he said, since you said Sarpa, Sarpa, may you fall down onto the earth like a snake, like a python, dull-witted. Python is a dull-witted, fall down, they cursed him. It was already 1,000 years he was there. And he, when they cursed, he realized his mistake and he pleaded for pardon. They said, you will remain there on the earth for countless years and many yugas, but every 3 days you will get a food. It will food you will get. And you will get a liberation. When you caught hold of one, everyone will try to resist the trap. If you trap somebody, who never will resist? And at that time, and after that, if somebody answers your question, you will regain your pristine glory, you will be liberated. So he fell down. At that time, Indra completed 1,000 years of his atoning and he came back. Nahusha, on the earth, he was there for many years. Bhima in Vanaparva near Badri Ashram. He was going and Nahusha caught hold. Bhima had Vajradehi. He knew. He did not resist. He did not resist. Rather, when he did not resist, Nahusha could not extract the energy. But Bhima rather, he started extracting extra energy he had acquired. Bhima started siphoning it out. Siphoned extra energy he extracted. And Nahusha said, answer my question, then I will release. Bhima said, he has no energy. It's no point in answering. I won't answer. I'm not believing in trade-off. And he has no... I will liberate you. Bhima said he can liberate himself. He kept quiet. At that time, Yudhishthira came looking for Bhima and saw. Then that Nahusha asked the question to Yudhishthira. If you answer my question, I will liberate. Yudhishthira badly wanted to see Bhima free. And he said, I will answer. What was the question? The question the Nahusha asked, who is a Brahmana? And Yudhishthira immediately said, Brahmana is the one who has the quality of Shama, Dhamma, Astikya, Jnana, Vijnana. One who has these qualities are called as Brahmana. One is Shama, calm mind. Control, Dhamma means control over the limbs. And the third one, Astikya, firm belief in the God. And fourth one should have a jnana, knowledge. And vijnana means inner experience. One who has these qualities are called as Brahmana. Not based on the birth, but one who has. Then Nahusha asked, what about if that person claims himself as a Brahmana, do not have these qualities? Then Yudhishthira said, then you must regard that person is not a Brahmana. He doesn't have the qualities of a Brahmana. And Nahusha was so pleased. Then Yudhishthira said, now I answered your question and please answer me also. I have some doubts. Please, I will ask some questions. You please clarify my doubts. And Nahusha said, please ask. I will clarify all your doubts. And what questions Yudhishthira asked? Yudhishthira asked the question, for the good of all of us. Many things we take it for granted. Where Yudhishthira asked those questions, and he asked the questions like, what is the way to liberation? What is the way to heaven? And you are in the heaven, Swarga, how people can go to heaven? And Nahusha responds, how he responds, we will see that one in the next class. And we'll start off with the 11th chapter. 11th chapter, in the 10th chapter, Sri Krishna exhaustively talked about he is there in the sun, he is there in the moon, he is there in the stars, he is there in the rishis, he is there in the ocean, and whatever glory is, he is there. Now, Arjuna Uvacha, we'll start. Arjuna Uvacha. Madanugrahaya paramam, guhya adhyatma sanjnitam, yatvayokta vachastena, mohoyam vigato mama. Shri Krishna, Arjuna asked that question, Madanugrahaya paramam, you made in the 10th chapter, he exhaustively talked about his greatness. You have done anugraha, the supreme grace you bestowed onto me. The ordinary blessing nobody has heard, you have bestowed on me supreme grace. Madanugrahaya paramam, highest grace you bestowed onto me. Adhyatma, you talked about the inner signs, very profound signs you revealed to me by bestowing the highest grace on me. Yet twaya uktam vachastena, by whatever you had told, yet twa ukta, whatever you have said, mohoyam vigato mama, my confusion, delusion has gone. You clarified all my doubts, I regained my clarity in my thinking. Bhavapyayohi bhutanam,
bhavapyayohi bhutanam,
shruto vistarasho maya,
shruto vistarasho maya,
tvatva kamalapatraksha,
tvatva
Mahatma api
chavyayam,
bhava api, bhava means whatever being created, apyaya means whatever is disappearing, creation and dissolution of everything. Shruto vistarasho maya, I heard how things are being created from you and getting dissolved, disappear. I heard everything in exhaustively. Tvat kamalapatraksha, Arjuna addresses Sri Krishna as one with the lotus eye. Lotus eye, last week I talked about all parts of the body getting it's impure, but eyes never requires any purification. Eyes remain always fresh. Eyes are always fresh, and our body requires cleaning, ears requires cleaning. Eyes always remains fresh. Eyes are always fresh. But Kamala Patraksha, why that synonym is given, like a lotus? Lotus remains in the muddy water. Lotus always remains in the muddy water, but lotus leaves are always fresh. It says, you also must be like a lotus. Lotus, world is full of impurities, full of challenges, negativities, but not to get soiled by the outer things, try to remain like a lotus petal. Yes, so much of negativities are there, try to remain fresh like a lotus petal. Remain fresh in your life like a lotus petal. Bhavapya tattva tvatta kamalapatraksha, like a lotus petal. Arjuna was thinking of the eyes, lotus eyes, And so, since he contemplated how whatever form you regard, worship the divine, accordingly you will get. Here, Arjuna says, "Oh, lotus-eyed one." He prayed the Bhagavan as a lotus-eyed. So, Sri Krishna gave Arjuna divine eyes. Whatever way you worship the Lord, you get that one. Whatever asuras, rakshasas, they always worship the Lord as a fear. Fear, he is our annihilator. We have to kill him. Always they thought God is a threat. They want to attack. So they got destroyed. Devotees always seek Lord as a protection. He is the only protection for us. So God protects. Whatever way you seek the Lord, accordingly you will get from the Lord. Rakshasas always thought he is a threat. Threat to our sovereignty. We had to destroy. They got destroyed. Devas, good people, always worshipped him as our protector, Lord protected. And so Arjuna addresses Sri Krishna, Kamalapatraksha, oh lotus eyed. So when I'm contemplating on a Lord as a lotus eyed one, may I also get a lotus eye, pure eye. May my vision become clear. Not just seeing, can I see what is not seen? What is not seen, may I be able to see? I am contemplating on the Lord as a, oh, lotus eyed. When I am meditating on lotus eyed, it is saying that, may I also see, always remain pure, see what is not seen. In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita says, the 97 ways of doing meditation with open eyes. In the 11th chapter, it's a chapter for meditation with closed eyes. Closed eyes, how to see the Lord within, in the 11th chapter it opens up. With closed eyes, how to meditate. And Arjuna starts with the Lord as a lotus eyed and to get the inner vision. He starts asks, oh, lotus eyed one, Mahatmyam apicha avyayam. You have an inexhaustible Mahatmya. And you want to take the Bhagavad Gita, one extra copy I have if you want to read. And Mahatmyam apicha avyayam. Mahatma, he avyaya. Avyaya means inexhaustible. And the 11th chapter is see. And
Eva Meta
Yata Tattvam
Atmanam Parameshwaraha
Drashtumichhami Te Rupam Aishwaryam Aishwaryam Purushottama Eva Metad Yata Tattva. As it is, Eva Meta Yata Tattva Atmanam Parameshwaraha. Arjuna addresses Lord Parameshwara. You are the highest of the Lord. Drashtumichhami. I want to see. Drashtu means see. I want to see. In the previous shloka, he addressed Sri Krishna as Kamalapatraksha. I want to see. Drashtumichhami te rupam Aishwaram Purushottama. Your immeasurable glory, I want to see.
Manyase yadita chakyam
Maya drashtu miti prabho
Yogeshwara tato metvam
Darshaya atmam avyayam In the same breath, Arjuna says, Manyase, if you think I am fit, fit enough to see your immeasurable glory. Yadya Manyase, if you think I am qualified enough. He is not demanding, you show. Not that one, if you think I am fit enough. Manyase, yadi, tat shakyam maya drashtum iti prabho. Oh Lord, if you think I am qualified, I want to see, oh Yogeshwara, Yogeshwara, you are the Lord of the Yoga. You are the Lord of the Yoga. Tato me tvam darshaya atma mavyayam. Please reveal, show your inexhaustible atma mavyayam darshaya, reveal your inexhaustible form. I want to see, provided, oh Lord, if you think I am fit enough, I am qualified enough. There is a devotion. He is not demanding. He says, if you think I am fit enough to comprehend you, I want to see. He was so, Arjuna was so fascinated hearing the previous 10th chapter of Lord's glories. Now he says, oh Lord, if you think I am fit enough, I want to see. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Pashyame Partha Rupani.
Pashyame Partha Rupani.
Shatashota
Sahasrashaha.
Nana Vidhani Divyani.
Nana Vidhani Divyani.
Nana Varna Kritinicha.
Nana Varna Kritinicha.
And he is saying, Pashyame, look! Lord says he need not have to go behind the stage and put on another mask saying that, wait, I will come, I will show. He says, then and there, see, behold, behold, Pashyame Partha Rupani. Look at my Rupa, Rupa, hundred, thousands and thousands of forms, you see my form. Pashyame Partha Rupani Shata Ata Sahasrashaha. Hundred, not hundred, thousands. Nana Vidhani, various forms. Divyani, glorious. Glory, various glories of mine. Nana Varna, various colors. Various forms. Kritinicha, various forms. You see that one. In innumerable form, innumerable colors, innumerable ways, you see my divine glory. Then he says, Bhagavan Sri Krishna reiterates what he said in the 10th chapter, Pashya Adityan Vasun Rudran.
Pashya Adityan Vasun Rudran.
Ashvino Marutastata.
Ashvino Marutastata.
Bahuni Adrishtapurvani.
Bahuni Adrishtapurvani.
Pashya Charyani Bharata.
Pashya Charyani Bharata.
Pashya Ascharyani Bharata. Pashya means look. Ascharya as a wonder. As a wonder, you see, he says, Adrishta Purva, Adrishta Purva, nobody has seen what you are going to see. That form, Adrishta, nobody has seen that form, you see that one. Adrishta Purvani, Pashya, look at the sun, Adityan, innumerable suns, Adityan, Vasu, 12 Adityas are there, last chapter I talked about 12. Vivaswan is the first one, ending with Urukrama. Vamana is the 12th. 12 children of Aditi. Adityas. You see that one. Eight Vasus wealth. And Vasunam Pavakaschasmi. We saw that one. The fire, whatever protects us, the eight things we talked about, eight vasus. Rudra, 11 Rudras. Rudranam Shankarashchasmi, we saw. 11 Rudras, you see. Marutastata, 49 Maruts. Marichir Maruta Masmi, 49 Maruts. You see that one. Bahuni Adrishtapurvani, various things which you have never seen, heard. You see that one as a wonder. Oh, Bharata, Bharata, now India's name, they changed it to Bharata. Bharata, it is an appropriate name. One name of Bharata, it is because of the Shakuntala's son. It's from Mahabharata age, it starts from Bharata Varsha. From Bharata, very brave, noble king, one is Bharata. Second one, from the Jain Parampara, that Bharata was a great king. Bharata, he sacrificed everything, noble king, Bharata and Bahubali, his brother, they were had a fight for the ownership. Then at the end, Bharata won, but he renounced everything. He renounced everything and from there, because of the renunciation, there is a, if the time permits, I will talk about that story, Bharata story, the last minute of your thought, how it affects. I will talk about that one in the coming classes. Bharata. The third one, third meaning of Bharata, Bharata, Bha means light. Ratha means enjoy. One who revels in the light. Sri Krishna addresses all of us who longs to hear Lord's song. He calls us as Bharata. You revel in light. Asatoma sadgamaya. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya. You want to move away from darkness to light. Oh Bharata, Bha means light. Ratha, Ra means Ramana. One who revels in light is called as Bharata. So, the everyone in India, now name has been changed to Bharata. Everyone in Bharata must be, in theory, must be willing to move towards the light. That is the name of Bharata. Bharata, oh, you are the one wanting to move towards the light. You are the one wanting to move towards higher possibilities in life. Ihaikastam jagat krishnam.
Ihaikastam jagat krishnam.
Pashyadya sacharacharam.
Pashyadya sacharacharam.
Mamadehe guda kesha. Yeschanya adrishtamich eschanya drashtumichyasi.
Yeschanya drashtumichyasi.
Ihaikastam jagat krishnam.
Ihaikastam jagat krishnam.
Pashyadya sacharacharam.
Pashyadya sacharacharam.
Mamadehe guda kesha.
Mamadehe guda kesha.
Yeschanya yes.
Yes.
Cha.
Cha.
Anya.
Anya.
Drashtumichyasi.
Drashtumichyasi.
Shri Krishna says, talked about Aditya, Vasu, Rudra, Marut, and he says, yes, cha, anya drashtumichyasi. Whatever, apart from this one, whatever you want to see, you can see, ihaikastam, in one thing, in one place. Here we say for looking at the glacier, we had to go to New Zealand, Franz Josef, or the Himalaya, or if you want to see the great canyon, you had to go to America, you had to Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe, different places you had to go. Shri Krishna says, in one place, you see everything. In one place, whatever you want to see, you can see. For us, we had to book a ticket, we had to go to Bali, we had to go to Fiji, we had to go to holiday, Easter. Yes, I want to go somewhere. I want to go somewhere, Sri Krishna says. If you see me, everything is seen. Everything in one place. Yehi kastam jagat Krishna. Krishna means completely, not partial. You can see completely. Sacharacharam, what is mobile, what is immobile, everything. In my thing, oh Gudakesha, Gudakesha means one who is willing to sacrifice the time for higher things. One who says the excuse, sorry sir, I am busy, I don't have time. I am busy, one who takes the time off, takes the excuse. Always excuse is called as Gudaka. Gudaka means always taking the excuse. Always in slumber, not interested in higher possibilities. Gudakesha means one who has conquered the sleep. One who is willing to do whatever it takes to acquire the knowledge. In the scriptures they talk about, be prepared to sacrifice your life for knowledge. That much of thirst should be there. Not people taking, sorry, I am busy. Sorry, I am busy. Not that one. That is not a quality of a student. It is talking about, student must be willing to do whatever the teacher says. The call of the teacher. I am at the beckon of the teacher. I am waiting for the orders, instruction from the teacher. That type of stories comes in Upanishad. How they became great. That person, that type of, that person is called as a Gudakesha. Natumam shakyate drashtum.
Natumam shakyate drashtum.
Ane naiva swachakshusha.
Ane naiva swachakshusha.
Divyam dadami te chakshum.
Divyam dadami te chakshum.
Pashyame yogamaishwaram.
Pashyame yogamaishwaram.
And he addressed indirectly, Lord told all of us, the quality of a student, you must be willing to do whatever it takes, Gudakesha. Become awake. In the Kathopanishad says, arise, awake, stop not till you reach your goal. Till you reach your goal and Jagrata, Uttishtata, Jagrata. Jagrata, one who is able to wake up, alone it is revealed. And the generally people in the Upanishad, Kathopanishad also talks about Paranchikani Vetrina Swayambhu Paran Pashyati Na Antaratma Kaschidhiraha Pratyagatma Maikshyat Avritta Chakshuhu. Avritta Chakshuhu Amritatva Michan. It talks about the quality, the Lord, when the Creator created, deliberately He made our eyes, ears, senses to go out. Paranchikani goes out, whereas the one who wants to get that one, I want that knowledge, that person, instead of focusing on outside, opens up the inner vision, inner light, turns around, opens up the inner eye. Thus, kasya dhiraha, one who is willing to do, that brave one opens the inner eyes, and amritatva michan, one who wants to get the highest one, makes an effort to open the inner vision. That Sri Krishna says, with your eyes you can't see. I have to do a surgery. You have a cataract. With your eyes you can't see what needs to be seen. I have to, like an eye surgeon, I have to remove the cataract from your eyes. I have to give you a special eyes. Then only you can see me. Your eyes, normal eyes, are so busy looking out. I am looking out, I am shopping, I am going here and there. Our eyes are so busy looking out. Shri Krishna says, you are so busy looking out. With that one you can't see. I have to do as eye surgery. I have to open your inner eye. Then only you can behold me. With ordinary eyes, sorry, you are not fit. Your focus, focus is not enough. I have to give you a special eyes. Divyam dadami te chakshuhum. I will give you divine eyes. With that alone you can behold me. Sanjay vacha.
Sanjay vacha.
Eva muktva.
Eva muktva.
Tato rajan.
Tato rajan.
Mahayogeshwaro harihi.
Mahayogeshwaro harihi.
Darshaya masa parthaya.
Darshaya masa.
Paramam Rupa Aishwaram.
Paramam Rupa Aishwaram.
Arjuna says, Tato Rajan. Sanjaya is telling this one to one next to him, Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra, at the beginning of the war, Vedavyasa went to him, what a mess you have done. I advised, you never heeded to my advice. You never bother to correct your son. Now, behold the calamities in your family. I will give you, he was a blind man. Sitting here, you can behold the calamity I will give. Then Yudhishthira, Dhritarashtra said, Sir, I don't want any eyes. I can't hold that one. I can't see the destruction of my own children. Instead, you give this divine eyes to Sanjaya, my PA. He will, sitting here, he can, like a television, like a security camera happening far away in Kurukshetra, he will give me a live report. He can see, please give. So, Vedavyasa gave divine eyes to Sanjaya, and Arjuna, Shri Krishna is giving divine eyes to Arjuna. That means Vedavyasa and Shri Krishna are the same. The same one who can give the divine eyes. Vedavyasa's another form is Bhagavan Shri Krishna. Bhagavan Shri Krishna, both are the same. He gave the divine eyes while Arjuna, Sanjaya was giving a live report. Before the war, he says, Evam Uktva, Shri Krishna having said that one, Tato Rajan, O King, Mahayogeshwaro Harihi, the highest of the yogi, Yogeshwara means Ishwar of the Lord of all yogas, Mahayogeshwara. He added another prefix, Maha. Is the highest of Yogeshwara. Lord Shiva is called as Yogeshwara, but Bhagavan Shri Krishna is called as Mahayogeshwara. Greatest of Yogeshwara, Harihi. Harihi means Harayati iti Hari. Hari means one who destroys all the sins from us. Is called as Hari. Hari means one destroys all impurities from us, who sucks out all the negativities from us, is called as Hari. That is why still in India we greet each other like Hari Hi Om. Hari Om Hari. One Hari alone is Om. Om is nothing but Hari. Harihi Om. Om is nothing but Hari. Hari's another name is Om. Harihi Om. Shri Krishna has been addressed as Hari. So Sri Krishna's another name is Om. He is the origin. Om is the primordial sound. So Om, he is the essence of everything. Darshaya Masa Parthaya, he revealed Partha. Partha, Pritha's son is called as Partha. Pritha means the Kunti's original name, Pritha. Pritha, Pritha's son is called as Partha, Paramam Rupam Aishwaram. He revealed the highest, the glorious, the magnanimous form with by giving a divine eyes. He revealed that one to Arjuna. Then Arjuna, how he sees, Sanjaya also sees that one through Arjuna's eyes, because Vedavyasa also has given that divine eyes. Aneka Vaktra Nayanam.
Aneka Vaktra Nayanam.
Aneka.
Aneka.
Adbhuta Darshanam.
Adbhuta Darshanam.
Aneka.
Aneka.
Divya Bharanam.
Divya Bharanam.
Divya Aneko.
Divya Aneko.
Yata Yudham.
Yata Yudham.
Aneka Vaktra Nayanam.
Aneka Vaktra Nayanam.
Aneka Adbhuta Darshanam.
Aneka.
ಅನೇಕ ದಿವ್ಯ ಭರಣಂ
ಅನೇಕ ದಿವ್ಯ ಭರಣಂ
ದಿವ್ಯ ಅನೇಕೋ ಯಥಾಯುಧಂ
ದಿವ್ಯ ಅನೇಕೋ ಯಥಾಯುಧಂ
ಯಥ ಆಯುಧಂ ಆಯುಧ ದ ಇನ್ ದ ವಿ ಸೀ ದ ದ ಮೆನಿ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ಸ್ ದ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡೇಟೀಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಶಂಖ ಚಕ್ರ ಮೇಸ್ and discuss, or we have Trishul and other weapons. These are the divine weapons. Divine weapons. The Devas, they hold that one. And what Arjuna saw now, yata ayudham, like in Navratri, to the end of the Navratri, this Ayud Puja. All Kshatriyas, they worship their weapons. Weapons. All forms of the weapons, and we ordinary householders, we worship our kitchen knife, we worship our scissors, because that is our weapon for the kitchen. We worship that one in the warriors, in the all the weapons. Yatha ayudham, ayudham, divya aneko, all divine aneko weapons, and aneka vaktra nayanam. Innumerable forms. The whatever form you want to see, that Bhagavatam comes about, the Akrura saw the cosmic form of the Lord with Shiva next to him, with Brahma next to him, Ganapati next to him, Skanda next to him, on one side all Saptarishis, Narada in front. He saw Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, Sanat Kumara. He saw that one. And the various, whatever, the Lord is not limited to only one form and one rupa. He, Lord, is there in all forms. And aneka vaktranayanam, aneka adbhuta darshanam. The various glorious form. So, what it is saying that you, or prayer, should not be confined only to the temple. Or 10 minutes in the temple, you should see that God's presence everywhere in the world. A devotee's quality. Devotee must see aneka vaktra nayanam. In Upanishad talks about Daridra Narayana. Wherever there is a suffering, you see the Lord in that also. You serve that one. Your prayer is not confined only to the place of worship and offer some money. Aneka Vaktra Nayanam, Lord is there everywhere. Reach out wherever you can. Reach out wherever you can. Serve. ವಕ್ತೃ ಅನೇಕ ಅದ್ಭುತ ದರ್ಶನಂ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ದರ್ಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಅನೇಕ ದಿವ್ಯ ಭರಣಂ ಸೀ ದ ದಿವ್ಯ ಆಭರಣ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಆರ್ನಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ನಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಪುಟ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಆರ್ನಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಗ್ರೀಡಿ ವಿ ಬೈ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಜ್ಯುವೆಲ್ರೀಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಅಕ್ಷಯ ತೃತೀಯ ವಿ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಬೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಗೋಲ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಲಕ್ ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಡೆಕೊರೇಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವೈ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವೈ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೆಕೊರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ ಒನ್ ಸೀ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಯು ದಟ್ ಆಭರಣ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೆಕೊರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮನಿ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಲುಕ್ ಗುಡ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಶೋ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಡೆಕೊರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಮೈ ಬ್ಯಾಂಗಲ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಪುಟಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅನೇಕ ದಿವ್ಯಾಭರಣಂ ದಿವ್ಯ ಅನೇಕೋ ಯಥಾಯುಧಂ ಆಯುಧ ದ ಇನ್ಯೂಮರಬಲ್ ಆಯುಧಾಸ್ ದಿವ್ಯಮಾಲಾ ಅಂಬರಧರಂ ದಿವ್ಯ ಗಂಧ ಅನುಲೇಪನಂ ಸರ್ವಾಶ್ಚರ್ಯ ಅಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಅನಂತಂ ವಿಶ್ವತೋ ಮುಖಂ ದಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಅವರ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡೈಲಿ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಎಟ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ದಿವ್ಯ ಮಾಲಾ ಯುವರ್ ಗಾರ್ಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿವ್ಯ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ದಿವ್ಯ ಮಾಲಾ ದ ಗಾರ್ಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಪುಟ್ ಆನ್ ಯು ಇಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಹೌ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ದಿವ್ಯ ಅಂಬರಧರ ದಿವ್ಯ ಅಂಬರಧರ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಅಂಬರ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಕ್ಲಾತ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಸ್ ಪುಟ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಕ್ಲಾತ್ಸ್ ದ ಪೀಥಾಂಬರ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಕ್ಲಾತ್ಸ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಇಸ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಕ್ಲಾತ್ಸ್ ಅಂಬರಧರಂ ದಿವ್ಯ ಗಂಧಾನು ಅಂಬರಧರ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿವ್ಯ ಗಂಧ ಅನುಲೇಪನಂ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ಫ್ರ್ಯಾಗ್ರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಪರ್ಫ್ಯೂಮ್ಸ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಕಾಸ್ಟ್ಯೂಮ್ ದ ಪರ್ಫ್ಯೂಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಎಮಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸ್ಮೆಲ್ಸ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಫ್ರ್ಯಾಗ್ರೆನ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ದಟ್ ಫ್ರ್ಯಾಗ್ರೆನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ದೇ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ದ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಫ್ರ್ಯಾಗ್ರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದೇರ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸಂಜಯ ಸೀಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿವ್ಯ ಗಂಧ ಅನುಲೇಪನಂ ಸರ್ವ ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವಂಡರ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ನೋ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಇನ್ಫೀರಿಯರ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಬಿಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಪರಮ ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯ ಎವ್ರಿ ಬಿಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ವಂಡರ್ ಐ ಕಾಂಟ್ ಸೇ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಯು ಕ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ಹಾಲಿಡೇ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ಯು ಸೇ ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಯು ಕಾಂಟ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್ ದಿವ್ಯ ದೇವ ಅನಂತಂ ವಿಶ್ವತೋ ಮುಖಂ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ಹಿ ಟರ್ನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಅನಂತ ದಿವ್ಯ ವಿಶ್ವತೋ ಅನಂತಂ ವಿಶ್ವತೋ ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ಹಿ ಟರ್ನ್ಸ್ ಟರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್ ದ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಈಸ್ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ವೇರ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಶೋಸ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ವಿ ಕವರ್ಡ್ ಸಂಜಯ ಉವಾಚ ಏವ ಮುಕ್ತ್ವಾ ತಥೋ ರಾಜನ್ ಮಹಾಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರೋ ಹರಿಹಿ ದರ್ಶಯಾಮಾಸ ಪಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಪರಮಂ ರೂಪಮೈಶ್ವರಂ ಅನೇಕ ವಕ್ತೃನಯನಂ ಅನೇಕಾದ್ಭುತದರ್ಶನಂ ಅನೇಕ ದಿವ್ಯಾಭರಣಂ ದಿವ್ಯ ಅನೇಕೋದ್ಯತಾಯುಧಂ ದಿವ್ಯಮಾಲಾಂಭರಧರಂ
ದಿವ್ಯಗಂಧಾನುಲೇಪನಂ
ಸರ್ವಶ್ಚರ್ಯ ಅಯಂ ದೇವಂ
ಅನಂತಂ
ವಿಶ್ವತೋ ಮುಖಂ
ವಸುದೇವಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ
ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂರಮರ್ದನಂ
ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂರಮರ್ದನಂ
ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ
ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ
ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ
ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ.